Brady. That was Electric Six doing Steal Your Bones. They're going to be playing up at the Blind Pig on Saturday night. Before that, we heard Hounds Below doing Two Step. They're going to be playing at the Magic Sticks Saturday night. We are about to go live in the studio with Allison Lewis on the live drive at 5. We're running a little behind. We need to finish up the sound check before we get started, so we've got time for a few more songs. The Ragbirds are going to be opening for Railroad Earth at the Royal Oak Theater Saturday night. We're going to listen to something from them from their CD, Finally Almost Ready, called Book of Matches. And if we still have time, we might listen to the Steamliners doing Three Times the Charm. They're going to be playing this weekend at the Berkeley Front on Saturday night. The Highballs are playing at the Caju Cafe, and the Hogans are playing at Bookies on Friday night for their 8th anniversary party celebration. Let's start out with the Ragbirds off their CD. Again, they're playing the Royal Oak Theater Saturday night, and we will be going live with Allison Lewis in the studio in just a matter of minutes.
Hey, I'm a phoenix addicted to the fire. I'm born and born and born again. You give me water and you give me sky, but all I want is a book of magic. I've seen it in the fire, the image of my face. Like a ghost of my own dream, the music gone to waste. Frightened of the flow, I pulled the living plug. Salvation is a throw, self-destruction is a drug. Oh,
That was the Streamliners doing Three Times the Charm. They're going to be playing the Berkeley Front Saturday night. Well, of course, we've got the blowout happening this weekend, and the Sugarcoats are going to be playing at the Belmont on Saturday night, along with Kelly Jean Caldwell. We're going to try to squeeze in a little bit of this before we go to live in the studio with Allison Lewis, which will be in just a matter of a few minutes. But in the meantime, let's keep the music rolling. Kelly Jean Caldwell doing Darlin'. I'm too old for you, and you can check her out as part of the blowout Friday night at the Belmont.
1, 2, 3, 4. Darling, I'm too old. But with dew in your hair and that schoolboy stare, there ain't nothing anymore I can do. We met by the river, just at the break of day, and the petals were landing like tears on the water in the tender month of May. And I've been making eyes at you since fingers, lips, those teeth have got me feeling mean. Little boy, won't you come grow up with me? never even mind.
That was Kelly Jean Caldwell, who is going to be playing at the Belmont Friday night as part of the Blowout. But now we are about to go live in the studio with Allison Lewis. Hello. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right.
All right. Yes, we have a Motor Live Drive at 5 today. We have Allison Lewis at our Live Drive at 5 studios. You doing all right today?
I'm doing good.
Thank you. Oh, man. It took you a little while to get here, but we've got everything set and ready to go. What would you like to start off with today?
I'm going to start with a song called Honky Tonk Bingo.
Oh, take it away.
I wrote this when I lived in Chicago, at a place where they did bingo every Sunday night, Honky Tonk Bingo.
Allison Lewis, here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Yeah. Oh, in fact, you've got a big show coming up this weekend, don't you?
I do.
Why don't you tell me all about it?
I'm playing with my band, Allison Lewis and the String of Ponies, at PJ's Logger House downtown. Also on the bill is Afternoon Round, Ned Hill, who is from the band Ned Van Gogh out of Nashville, Clark Patterson, also from Nashville, I believe, and Mando Sanez, who I'm not sure if I'm saying his name right, but he's been touring with Clark, I believe.
Well, we'll have to figure out what his name really is.
Yeah, it's a big bill. It's going to be a fun night. It's going to be really good. So
it's usually a good night at PJ's Locker House. It's a nice little place to play.
It is.
It's a big place.
Yeah.
And this is my first show with this particular lineup, which I'm hoping is the lineup that is sticking. So.
Wow. In fact, what kind of a lineup do you have that people can look forward to?
This on Saturday night, it's going to be me, Bill McLeod on upright bass.
Oh, he's a good friend.
Uh-huh. Hey. Julian on drums and Chad Kruger on keys. We are going without a guitar player, lead guitar this time. We're going to see how that goes.
You mean you are the guitar player?
I am the guitar player, yes. We're going without lead guitar this time just to kind of see how it goes. But we've got our feelers out for that person. So.
That's right. So all you guitar players out there, listen up.
Right?
Saturday, the Logger House. You can find them there.
Yep, come on.
But why don't we get some more music? What would you like to do?
I'm going to do a song called Dear Janie. This is actually kind of an older song of mine. This is on a record I did, I guess maybe three or four years ago, called Hum. It's mostly acoustic solo album. I kind of think of my songs in timelines according to where I've lived in my life. I've kind of moved around a lot. This fits into the Oregon category. I lived in Oregon for a long time, so this was about a woman I knew there, or... Well, you'll hear the song.
Dear Janie, you died suddenly. They all said you were crazy. That's how your legend goes, you see. I thought you were brilliant. I thought you were lovely. Though I never knew you, and you never knew me. One day you're gonna walk right through me. One day you're gonna talk right to me. One day you're gonna walk right through me. One day you're gonna talk right to me. said you were crazy. That's how your legend goes, you see. I thought you were brilliant. I thought you were lovely, though I never knew you. And you never knew me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you.
Great.
Thanks.
Now, you say that's one of your Oregon songs.
Yep.
How long have you been in the Detroit area?
Well, I grew up in Detroit. I grew up in Dearborn, actually.
Oh.
And
welcome home.
Thank you. Right after high school, I moved away and went to school in Savannah, Georgia for a little while. And then ended up moving around a lot. I lived in California. I lived in Oregon for a few years. I lived in North Carolina. And I lived in Chicago for 5 years, and then Colorado. And just got back about a year ago.
Oh,
so
well,
I've got my Colorado songs, my Chicago songs, my Oregon songs. So.
Well, as long as they're good songs, that's all that matters.
I try.
Well, in fact, Duke Dupree was in here and told us, we've got to get you in. And I hear you've been working with him a little bit.
Yep, Duke and I have written a couple songs together. We do shows together. We actually have a show on April 16th at the Park Bar. It's going to be Dupe and the Inside Outlaws, String of Ponies, and Ned Van Gogh from Nashville. So,
okay. Well, you're keeping yourself busy, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
In fact, you've got their big show this Saturday at the Logger House.
Yep.
Any other shows you got coming up?
I'm doing a show at the Scarab Club. It's a kind of an afternoon kind of thing. It's 2 o'clock on March 20th.
Huh. That's a real nice little place to play.
Yeah, they do a series called Musing. I think it's once a month. It's on Sundays, and so that'll be a different fun event, an acoustic solo event. So
okay, well that'll be cool. So if everybody likes this, check out the Scarab Club. It's a one of a kind place in Detroit.
Yeah, that's March 20th.
All right. Well, what to have some more music?
Okay. So this here is a Colorado song. This is a song about my dog. It's called Coyote. I threw it all right over the edge of the fall. I heard the coyotes calling. But then I went down to see what survived from the falling. There was nothing left except for the coyotes howling.
edge of the mountain.
Yeah.
Very nice.
In fact, I was just looking at your brand new CD.
Oh, yeah.
Called A Mile Down Division.
Yep.
And in fact, where can people get that?
Well, you can get it on iTunes or CD Baby. And other than that, really, you can pick them up at my shows. It's actually a couple years old. I put that out in 2000. Oh, man, I lose track of the years here. I think 2009.
Okay.
I recorded in Chicago with a group of musicians there in a band called Steepwater. Really great guys. And then I moved to Colorado, and that's where it finally came to me. We got it finished and got it in Chicago, in Colorado. So, yeah.
All right.
But yeah, come out, get it at a show. Come see us.
That's
play.
The best place to get them, isn't it?
I also host an acoustic Wednesday singer songwriters night at the Park Bar.
Oh,
every
yeah?
Wednesday.
Oh.
Yep.
At every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
What time does it start?
We start playing music around 9:30, and go until we're done.
And you can just come on, bring your guitar down.
Bring your guitar.
Or your auto harp, your
songs.
Harmonica.
Yep.
And well, that sounds good.
Yeah. So I always have CDs there too, and or, you know, find me on Facebook or whatever. And
oh, yeah. In fact, we found you. Is that your dog on Facebook
you're posing with?
Is that Coyote?
Well, you know what? That Coyote's written about my late baby dog, Chinook. This is my new girl. This is Millie. She's kind of the star of the show. She usually sits with me on stage if she's allowed. So.
Wow.
Yep.
That's nice. Well, it's nice to have you here today.
Thanks. It's nice to be here.
And, well, I guess we're running a little, well, no, we've got a half hour left, so we got plenty of time, and you've got some more music for
sure.
us?
Yeah, I figured I'd play this one next. This one is a song about a cat. Stick with the animal theme here for just a minute. The song's called Stray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
It's a little ditty.
Now, we spoke about your Facebook page last time. What's the best way for people to get a hold of Allison Lewis?
That's probably the best way. I also have a fan page called String of Ponies, and it's, you know, facebook.com/stringofponies, one word.
Okay.
So that's probably the best way. Yeah, or me, Allison Lewis.
There are many Allison Lewises out there.
There are a few, but make sure it's Allison with one L. A-L-I-S-O-N.
Okay. And earlier you told me you had a very special deal for people to become brand new Facebook friends.
Yeah, yeah. If you get on there and find me today, String of Ponies, we will send you a link to download my record for free. So
that's today only?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm pretty flexible.
Okay.
I'd rather have people have the music, but today, you know.
Okay, so
yeah, we'll send you a link, and there you go.
There we go. If you like what you're hearing today, look her up on Facebook.
Yeah. So, yeah. How about a Detroit song?
Well, of course.
All right. The song is called South Side Parade. Every night and every day, you never know if he's That's a new song.
Yeah, Allison Lewis here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. If you like what you're hearing, you can go see her live this Saturday at the Lager House. In fact, there's a couple of bands playing. Do you know when you're going on?
I believe that we are playing second. So, you know, I would estimate around 10 o'clock.
Okay. Somewhere between 9 and 1 in the morning.
That's right. That's right. But we are playing a little bit earlier in the lineup. I know that. So.
Okay. So get there early. Check out everything.
Yep. It's going to be a good night.
Yeah.
When you've had enough of the blowout, yeah. Thursday and Friday, stick around Detroit for Saturday and come to the Lager House.
There's always so much going on around town. And if you've been listening in the first hour of Motor, you'd know everywhere to go. and the Lager House is one of those places you got to go.
That's right. You ready for another song?
Yeah, but tell me, where do you get most of your songwriting from?
Kind of all over the place, you know? I mean, location and time, but I also try to write outside of myself sometimes, you know? You get kind of tired of your own feelings and in your own story, and so I've been practicing kind of writing from another character, another perspective, which has been really good. Opens things up a lot, and you know, you don't always have to tell the whole truth, which is a hard thing to do for me, because I do tend to be truthful in my songs. But sometimes it's good to just tell somebody else's story. So, and this one actually is a song I wrote from my perspective, but in memory of a friend of mine. So this is a song dedicated to a guy named Jason Zacharias, who I knew in Colorado. So this is another mountain song. I lived in a tiny little town called Green Mountain Falls, at about 7,000 feet. And, so this song takes place there. It's called Zacharias. Dupe actually helped me with this song. Shotgun down the mountain, he will finally show us all. Yeah, he will finally show us all. Yeah, he will finally show us all.
Yeah.
Very nice. Thank you. Now, you said Dupe helped you write, you know, with the writing of that one. Ian, I know he has the Inside Outlaw Collective. Are you a part of that?
I am. I am a proud member of the Inside Outlaw Collective.
I saw it. She's even got the jacket.
Oh. I have my jacket today. Yeah, Dupe, I kind of brought that song to him, and he helped me kind of rearrange it.
And then at the Park Bar on Wednesdays, you said you host a singer-songwriter.
Yep. We do an acoustic night. We call it Acoustic Wednesday, but I like to let people know that it's a singer-songwriter night. It's a great place to come try out new songs or, you know, try playing with a new guitar player or whatever. You know, it's a very casual and, you know, just kind of mellow night.
Is this upstairs at the Park Bar or down on the main floor?
This is actually downstairs on the main floor.
Okay.
Yep.
I haven't seen things there on the main floor.
Yeah, we don't do much there. It's just kind of this night, so.
It's a nice bar, and it's right around the corner from Woodward Avenue by the Fillmore in that. It's a great.
Right next door to Cliff Bell's.
Yeah. Right. Nice area. Okay. Yeah. Well, you really have a great voice and very, very moving songs.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah. Let's see, this next song is actually, was written by a friend of mine in Colorado, and he goes by the name Temper Young. It's a song called String of Ponies, which is where we got the name for the band. I started playing this song of his, and when we left, I kind of wanted to hold on to a little piece of it, and we became Allison Lewis and the String of Ponies. So here it is.
Whistle a tune, boys, makes her feel grand. Leave her a new string of pearls.
Kemper Young wrote that song.
Yeah, get that little note at the end. You gotta have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, as we're going, I want to remind people you can come out and see Allison Lewis this Saturday night at the Logger House.
PJ's Logger House.
PJ's Logger House, right on Michigan Avenue, not far from the casino, and not far from the old Tiger Stadium.
Right.
Well, it's the empty lot of Tiger Stadium. and where else can we come and see you? Besides Wednesday.
March 20th, that afternoon. At the Scarab Club. I'm also doing something with Audra Kubat that night. But unfortunately, I don't have all the information. But if you haven't heard of Audra, check her out. She's amazing.
Yeah, she's great.
And she's an old friend of mine. And then April 16th at the Park Bar upstairs with Dupe and the Inside Outlaws and Ned Van Gogh and me and my string of ponies.
Okay. And, of course, you can see you every Wednesday night.
That's right.
And guitar players out there, she's looking around. You can stop in and see her any Wednesday or this Saturday night. See what it's all about.
She didn't say she was looking for a guitar player. They were going to try without a guitar player.
Well, we're thinking of it. We've got a guy in mind, so we'll see. But we figured we'd just give it a go like this right now because it's nice and tight and the, you know, keyboards as a lead instrument is pretty cool.
Yeah. In fact, sometimes it's those unorthodox things that really make it work.
Right. Well,
in fact, you got about 10 minutes left.
Okay.
So let's see what we can do.
All right. Let's see. I gave you guys a set list so you'd know what I was going to play, but I'm kind of thinking of switching it a little.
Well, you go right ahead. It's your show.
I'll go ahead and play this next song. I'm going to do this one cover of... this is a song by Patty Griffin. I don't do many covers, but... every once in a while, there's a song that strikes me and that I like to sing. So this is called Trapeze.
Little pink dress. Hanging by your knees, just overhead on the old trapeze. Your tent tonight, spotlight going round. One of these nights, the old girl. Try.
Yeah. And we've got Allison Lewis here. We've got a couple of more minutes to go on this Motor Live Drive show. In fact, I want to remind you, next week we're having Carnival Girl in with Saranna Berlin and Gary Adams. It will be our 200th show here on the Motor Live
nice.
Drive.
Congratulations.
Yes, and you're 199.
All right. Well, I am honored to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on down. I'm glad you're able to make it today. And like I say, we've been hearing a lot about you. People have been telling me that, we got to get you in.
So well, thank
we did.
You for having me.
Well, in fact, remind everybody they can come and see you Saturday or any Wednesday.
Yep.
And a couple of days in April.
Yep. And, I'm always adding new dates here and there. So if you check Facebook or, that's just the easiest. You can also go to MySpace, which I know is somewhat of a graveyard right now, but there's songs up there that you can listen to and download. So
And special deal. If you become her friend today, you get a free download of her record called A Mile Down Division.
Yep.
It's available for you if you become her friend today.
Please feel free.
Yeah.
And the fan page is String of Ponies?
String of Ponies.
Okay.
Yep.
Or one of the many Allison Lewis's.
You're right.
All right.
With one L.
Why don't we get a final song up here? You probably got enough time for one more song.
Okay. Well, we're going to go back to Chicago days. This is an older song. I wrote this right when I left Detroit. I had been back in Detroit for a minute, and I moved to Chicago, and I was a little lonely. Missing Detroit. So this is called Kitchen.